Face the Facts is brought to you today by MyPillow.com. Support this show on Real America's Voice, Rumble, and podcast platforms. Help us grow by switching where you shop and shopping at MyPillow.com. Use promo code April at the checkout. I have so many favorites from the store, from the Giza Dream Sheets to the bath towels to the dog beds, the robes, the slippers, the pillows. I could go on and on. Everything that Mike Lindell sells is top quality, and I couldn't be more proud to have them as a sponsor of Face the Facts. But this show isn't possible without your support, so please consider switching where you shop today. MyPillow.com, promo code April. Well, Pastor Dave, it's such an honor to have you join the show today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, April, for having me. It's a blessing. Thank you so much.
So we've seen each other probably for the last year and a half now, mostly at the Reawaken America Tour, where you're always there and doing baptisms and all kinds of great prayer events at those amazing events across the country. But lately, you've also been doing a lot of things on the East Coast, too. Tell me about your recent tour that you did. What was it, Tent Revival, I think?
Yeah, we're doing a tent revival in all 50 states. So we just came off from the last one in Pennsylvania. And then in September, we go to New Hampshire to the Northeast. General Flynn will be joining us on that one. And then back to Texas in October for the second one in Texas. But we're going to hit all 50 states. And then we're going to take it to the world. We're going to start in Canada, Israel, and then hopefully every country of the world at some point.
Wow, that's really incredible. I know, especially in Canada, they're going to be so grateful to have you come there. They've been under so much tyranny. And tell me a little bit about your journey with partnering with General Flynn on things. It's got to be kind of a surreal thing to have the general aboard and really aligning with you in that way.
Yeah, we've developed an amazing friendship. He's truly America's general. He is probably even a better person behind the scenes than he is in public. And he's a great person in public. He's taken a lot of bashing. I like to think I know him pretty well. And it's an absolute amazing man of faith, an amazing man for this country for such a time as this. And he'll be with us, like I said, in New Hampshire for the first one he'll be at is New Hampshire. And then he's going to Israel with us as a special guest to our trip to Israel and staying at the King David Hotel.
That's incredible. Now you're opening this tour up also in Israel to anybody who wants to come, right?
Correct. The VIP is small. I think we, as of this morning, only have like 16 available tickets left because it's the King David. It's more expensive, more prestige. General Flynn will be with us. Jimmy Levy, the singer, will be with us. We're going to do a music video of the Holy Land while we're there. But for all the rest of the group, there's a second winter tour. I'll stay in Israel for 2 days, and then we'll have a bigger group come in that's more economic financially for everybody. And I will personally take everybody through on both trips, the Holy Land, to see where the Bible comes alive in every one of these locations that most people can't ever get to. We are very blessed that we have the best tour group in all of Israel, former IDF, and a good friend of mine, and can get us where places nobody else can go.
It's really incredible. And how fun that Jimmy Levy is going to be joining you. I've really watched his journey as he's come to Christ. And it's been such a beautiful thing to see his transformation and how he's sharing his testimony of walking out of depression and suicide and all of these things, and how the Lord is using him mightily to reach this generation. So, Pastor, tell me a little bit about what you're seeing when you go to places like Pennsylvania and across the country. You see people all the time. What do you think is the biggest thing that they are seeking Jesus for right now? Is it hope? Is it a sense of that they understand what's happening in this world and they don't want to be left behind?
They do. It's amazing. This is completely different than the Reawaken. And I love Clay. I love the Reawaken. It has its purpose. But the tent revival is Jesus plus nothing else. Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And these people are so hungry. They'll come out. We were in a field out in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, and 500 people show up. And literally out of nowhere. And it's just absolutely amazing the hunger that they have for the Lord, letting the Holy Spirit run. Jimmy was with us, and the music and praying over people. We saw signs and wonders. A rainbow came over the top of us at the end of it, and many miracles. People were healed that moment and that day. Many got the gift of speaking in tongues and other signs and wonders. And it's just God is building up more and more and more and more. We did that in Texas. We started in Ohio. Ohio was the first one we did last year. Then Texas was in April. Then just Pennsylvania and now New Hampshire. But everywhere we go, God has taken it up 100%. The level's going higher. And it's just your everyday American that has been woken up in the last 3 years and they want to know truth. What is truth? What is truth? And the only truth is the living infallible word of God. And they're hungry for it. And people are catching on fire. It's a great time to be alive.
So tell me about the lineup. When you do these tent revivals, what can people expect when they show up?
You're going to expect Jesus. That's the first thing we do when we come in, and before we even blow the shofar and before we even do the national anthem, we invite the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to be the VIP, because there's no other VIP but the Trinity. And so when they're invited, God is a loving God. He comes and he shows up, and we ask people to be brave. We ask them to expect God to do miracles in their lives and to pray and leave these tent revivals and make a difference in the world. Don't just go back to your home. You know, people drive all the way from Florida, California to a field in Pennsylvania. You know, they're coming all over the country as they do with the Reawaken. But don't just come to these events and go back home to your normal Monday through Friday job. Make a difference in the world. God has called each and every person for such a time as this to be a difference. And that's what we have to find out, what our will is from God, and execute that will, because when our time's up, there's nothing more important than hearing the words, "Well done, my faithful servant."
Amen. Yeah, I agree 100%. Are you seeing people being healed of addictions? And, you know, I've been watching this movement, even with Sean Foyt going across the country and doing his worship concerts, and people are just coming up on the stage and putting their paraphernalia and, you know, addictions up on the stage, leaving them at the altar. Are you seeing that type of response too?
Absolutely. The only cure to any addiction is we get addictions in our lives because there's something missing. And every person since the fall of Adam and Eve has a missing piece. But that piece is Jesus Christ, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And when that is invited in, those addictions come coming down, and they're all kinds. It may be food, it may be alcohol, it may be drugs, whatever it is, you just leave it at his feet and he fills you up. And these people, the great thing about this is it's not an emotional experience. When I talk to these people, they travel to a lot of these events, and they haven't changed. They haven't gone back to their other ways. They're changed for life, and they have a mission in their life, and that is to reach everyone from east to west and north to south for his glory.
Yeah, it's amazing. And tell everybody where they can find your program. I know it's wonderful. HisGlory.tv, yep. I believe, is the website. And you know, just share a little bit about what your programs offer and how people can get plugged into what you're doing and follow you.
We have two websites. We have HisGlory.me, which is we're getting to 24/7 broadcasting. We're just breaking ground in Texas right now and building a new studio for music, video, and movies and TV. So that's where our headquarters. I'm in Ohio right now. We'll have two headquarters, but the main one will be in Texas. So we'll have 24/7 TV on HisGlory.me, and HisGlory.tv is going to be our movies and praise music. People like Jimmy coming on board and just reaching the youth through music and reaching all genres through all different kinds of music, and inviting the Lord to show up, and he's showing up in a big way.
Yeah, I love it. It sounds great. Well, I look forward to seeing you. I think we're both going to be at the same event in August in Michigan. I think it's Unite for Freedom,
yes,
2-day rally. And that's going to be phenomenal. I believe, Tim Ballard and Jim Caviezel are coming as well. And so many other big names. And so we'll be excited to talk about that and see you there. And, certainly Pastor Dave, it's been great to have you on the show. We're going to also play a little clip of a trailer of what you can expect if you sign up for the Holy Land tour with General Flynn and Pastor Dave Scarlett and Jimmy Levy. So we'll be showing that as well. And Pastor, any last words you'd like to say to those listening today?
Yeah, people have gone through 3 years or longer of just tough turmoil. God keeps telling me this is that moment for the second wind. Just allow him to come in and be that second wind. We're not done. We have to lean in and trust him. But this is the go time. He's going to give you that second wind to cross the finish line for his purpose and his glory. So let's do it together.
I love it. Thank you so much. And I hope you come back on the show soon.
I would love to. God bless you.
Right, God bless.
It's a miracle that Israel is still in existence in this part of the world. It's a very, very tough neighborhood.
As we arrived to Barzilai Hospital, a code red alert sounded, indicating rockets were on their way.
This is a siren. We hear now the bombs of the Iron Dome.
Why?
Panic and terror, and no one can say for how long.
It was very difficult because you send them under fire. Where to put the baby?
Right.
We've got to protect Israel. This is God's nation. These are his people. They are against so much. We hear about it. But actually being here has really put it into perspective.
You can see the Spirit of God here. Every place has its risks. You shouldn't be afraid. You should come here. God will take care of you. And I think being here and seeing the places that are spoken of is giving me a new understanding of his word.
Pick up your Bible, come to Israel, see these places that Jesus walked and King David walked. It'll change your life forever. It'll make the Bible come alive for you, and it's going to get you stronger in your faith. We don't have any time left. We have to support the nation of Israel, biblical Israel.